So this place of Tota Gopinath, this is like Kunja. Kunj. Tota means bagicha or garden, as you heard. And this is a very, as you see, even today, after 500 years, it's a very remote area. Imagine 500 years ago, from here to the ocean, there was nothing. Nothing. There's no Birla guest house, and this one and that one and all these other guest houses. They weren't there. So, and Lord Chaitanya, he was staying, we'll go there maybe this afternoon or tomorrow, he was staying in Gambira. And Gambira is very close to Jagannath's temple. So he's in the mood of Radharani, so he doesn't want two Radharanis. So he kept Gadadhar Pandit, who's also Radharani, he kept her at a distance. At the same time, Gadadhar Pandit is thinking, wait a minute, my whole life I grew up in Mayapur, and you're my everything. Because who is the everything for Radharani? It's Krishna. So in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He's exhibiting that aspect of himself, showing all the different avatars in that 21 hours of ecstatic mood he was showing. So he was definitely in a mood of Krishna, the scholar, the Sarva Avatari, the Purna Bhagavan, the source of all avatars. And so, and he was playing the role of Krishna, and Gadadhar was playing the role of Radharani. And they were dancing in Shriva Sangam in the nocturnal kirtan party. And then Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Krishna. And then Gadadhar, they're dancing together, and Gadadhar would prepare pan and give pan to Mahaprabhu, just like Radharani would give pan to Krishna in the rasa dance. And they would swing on the jhulan together, and they would sleep on the flower bed together. After rasa dance, they would sleep together. So their bhav and their mood was Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan Leela. Even you see, if you go there today to Shiva Sangam, next door to that Gaudiya Math, there's a section of the Gaudiya Math called Ishodhyan. Ishodhyan. And that's like Radharani's personal flower garden. So now all of a sudden, Mahaprabhu, he goes to Puri. So Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani is inseparable from Krishna. So then he also came to Puri, or she, or whatever. Gadadhar Pandit came with Mahaprabhu. But then Mahaprabhu, now his bhav changed. Now his bhav changed from Krishna bhav into Radha bhav. So then he was saying, "Oh Gadadhar, you stay at bay, you stay away from me." And then I will come every day and I will hear Bhagavatam from you. I think he was speaking that Bhagavat Pat. So you stay in this garden; it's a very quiet place, and you just be peaceful here. You'll find your beloved in the pages of the Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is Krishna Sarup. There's no difference between Bhagavatam and Krishna. You read the Bhagavatam and you'll find your Lord there. But don't, I'm entering a different mood. You be happy with the Bhagavatam. And I'll come and see you every day, so you won't cry too much. You won't cry too much in my separation. Because you have to understand that the prananath of Gadadhar, we say Gadadhar pran, the life and heart of Gadadhar is Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. Now he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he's sannyas, and he's deeply immersed in Radha Bhav. So he was following the orders of his prananath, what as a loyal or faithful wife follows the husband. Gadadhar came here and lived here under some trees, as you heard, Imli trees, tamarind trees, a bunch of spinach and shak growing everywhere. Jungle type. And he read the Bhagavatam, and every day Haridas Thakur would come and hear the Bhagavat Pat. Rupa Goswami would come, Sanatan Goswami would come when they were here. And King Prataparudra would also come here, the King of Puri, King Prataparudra. And then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Gopinath, and Paramananda Bharati, Brahmananda Bharati, Jagannanda Pandit, and the different many of the associates, Lord Chaitanya, Surup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, they would all come here and listen to Gadadhar speak the Bhagavatam. Listen to Radharani speak the Bhagavatam. You can imagine. So then, but still, Gadadhar was dissatisfied. He was not happy. So he was, knowing his heart, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, what is wrong, Gadadhar?" He said, this is not enough. This Bhagavatam is not sufficient. You know, I want you. And he said, No, I'm not untouchable. I can't be reached. I can't be reached now. I can't be touched. I've entered into a different bhav. But I'll tell you what. Come with me. And he took Gadadhar by the hand and they walked in the Bagicha in this garden area. And Mahaprabhu started moving the sand like this. Digging the sand. Digging, digging. And all of a sudden, then Gadadhar saw some black, very dark black rock. Mahaprabhu said, yes, I'm going to give you something very, very special. So Mahaprabhu kept digging, digging. Then he saw it was that black rock was actually the top of Gopinath's head. It was actually his head. And he dug more and he said, see? And then they dug the sand away and they pulled the deity. They pulled the deity from the sand. And it's the same deity sitting in Padmasana like this. Also in threefold, even when he's sitting at threefold bending form, his neck is bent, his elbow is bent, and his hip is bent. It's called Tribhanga. So you see, if you see the deity, he's like this. He's not like this. He's like this. Tribhanga. He says, I'm giving you Gopinath. So you can do, so you'll be happy. Because you're Radharani, now here's your Gopinath, Radha Gopinath. Yugal. So you can be happy and do puja. So now I want you, Gadadhar, I want you to take a vow. You have to take Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra means place, location. And Sannyas means detached from all other things. I want you to stay here. Usually Sannyasis are Paribrajak. They wander here and there. Paribrajak. But he said, you stay here, Kshetra Sannyas. And then you do your puja to Gopinath. So now we have to, so then he continued dutifully and faithfully doing the puja every day on Gopinath. And he told some things about that. So now our acharyas, our rustic Vaishnavas, they asked the question, what lila is this deity conveying? Because he's the only deity in the entire universe sitting down. Just as in Vrindavan, we have a special deity. There's no deity in the entire planet Earth where you can see the teeth of the deity, the dant, the teeth. But there's one deity where you can. Which deity is that? Radharaman in Vrindavan and Nidiban. Nidiban. Radharaman manifested there from a Damodar Shila, which originally came from Gandaki River in Nepal. It was like a Shila. Rock, round rock. Then the night of Nisringa Chaturdasi in 1542, Gopal Bhatta was doing puja of his shalagrams, because he's a South Indian Brahmin, and of course the six Goswamis. And he was thinking, this is an amazing Leela, this Nisringa Leela. How Nisringadev, his mother and father was a pillar, a stone pillar in Hiranyakashipu's house, palace, that he just manifested. Out of this pillar came this form of Nisringa Bhagavan, Prakash. He was amazed by that thought, and then he fell asleep. He said, he was thinking, how amazing, the Lord can appear from anywhere. The Lord can appear from a pillar. He can appear from a seed of a plant. He can appear from your heart. He can appear from the ocean. When they churned the Kheer Sagar Manthan, devas and asuras, demons and devas were churning the ocean of milk. Then Lakshmi Devi came out of the milk. Usually when you churn milk, you get butter, isn't it? When you churn milk, you get butter. But when they churned the milk ocean, they got Lakshmi Devi. Then they also got an elephant. They got an elephant, Aravata. And then they got so many things came out. I forget all just now. But then then Dhanvantari came out. They got a man. They're churning the ocean. A man comes out of the ocean. Dhanvantari. And he was holding a pot of Amrit. So even from milk, you can get ladies and gentlemen. You can get ladies and gentlemen from milk, not only butter. If you do it right. So Gopal Bhatta was thinking, this is amazing that Krishna has appeared from this pillar. So then he took rest. When he woke up in the morning, he had a basket which he kept in a tree. There was a lake, there was a lagoon. The Yamuna was flowing near Keshigat, and there was a lagoon coming, the tributary coming from Yamuna all the way to Nidiban. That was 500 years ago. Now it's all dried up in houses and everything. But so he kept, there was an island in that lagoon, and he used to take a boat out every day and go to that island in a tree, and he kept his shalagrams, his puja, a very lonely place, secluded place. So then when he woke up and to do his puja, then he saw he had 12 shilas, shalagram shilas, and one of them, this Damodar shila, which was a little bit bigger than the other ones, there was only 11 shilas there. And the 12th shila, the number 12, this small one, what size do they say? No, I think it's some fruit people are going to know. Bale fruit. No, it's smaller, maybe pomegranate. Anar size. That shila had exploded in the night. Boom. And then standing there was this beautiful Thakurji of Radharaman, about 10 inches tall. So beautiful, very, very thin waist, broad chest, and beautiful arms, and you know, and then his head like this, and his lips are pursed, or not pursed, but open. And there, and you can see four is teeth. The whole deity is black stone, the same shalagram stone became the deity, but and his teeth are black. And it doesn't mean he has to see a dentist and get cleaned his teeth. His teeth are the black stone. So he's smiling there. You can see, if you have binoculars, you can see very clearly. He's like a little... looks like he needs braces or something. But, so that, he saw this deity, and on the back of the deity, which you can see on Janmashtami and the Avrabhav Tithi Utsav, when they bathe the deity in milk and milk and yogurt, whatever. You see on the back this jagged rock. Like if you took a rock and if you chopped it or broke the rock, usually it'd be jagged. You know, so it's jagged. It's rough, jagged edge. Shall I say what? Yeah, sharp edges. You can see that sticking out of the back, little like this. So this is Radharaman. So this deity, of course, is in Vrindavan. But this Gopinath deity, this is something very special. He's the only deity in the entire universe is sitting down. So why is he sitting down? And I don't know what he said, but what our acharyas explain is this, is that when, during the rasa dance in Vrindavan, then Krishna was, he left the gopis because he saw that Radharani was not feeling very happy. There was many, many newcomer gopis, sadhana siddha gopis, like us, sadhakas, who do sadhan, and we attain perfection, then we go to Boma Vrindavan, we take birth from the womb of a gopi. And when we grow up as a gopi there, Sakhi Mandri, then we get an opportunity, at least in Sakhi Bhav, to dance with Krishna in the Rasa dance. So many, they were there, ready for the premier dance. And but they were newcomers. And so you know when someone new moves into your school, everyone says, oh, who's that? Where do you come from? Oh, you're born from London. Oh, you're born in India or you're born in London? Oh, you're born in London. Not original. You're not original Indian. You're second class Indian. Born in London. So, a different kind of mood might be there. So Radharani, she was thinking, I don't feel comfortable. Because if you don't have the right combination of place and friends, you can't feel comfortable. So she started to walk away, and Krishna said, where are you going? He said, I'm leaving. So she said, well, if you're leaving, I'm leaving. He said, no, you stay. There's 2 million gopis here. Padma Pran was saying there was something like 2 billion or 2 million gopis in a Maharas dance in Sharad season. 2 million. 20 crores. 20 crore gopis. Baba. Chaitanya Baba. It's a lot of gopis, huh? Can you dance with that many? No. Huh? But it's actually 2 billion. It says 2 billion. I said 2 million, you're right. But it says billions. I think it's millions. It was a lot. Uncountable. So Radharani didn't know them, because it's hard to know 2 billion people. So she left and Krishna left. And then Radharani became a little proud. And so there's a whole other purpose to all of it. But Krishna left Radharani. And then the gopis were searching everywhere. Where is Krishna? Krishna kahan? Krishna kahan? And they're asking the trees and the sky and the moon and the earth and the water and the tulsi and the flowers and the lata and the briksha and everything. Where is Krishna? Then finally they found Radha, who is left by Krishna. Then they all together unified in one mind and one bhava, with no more rivalry. All the rivalry melted. All their rivalry between Chandravali and the Vipaksha Sakis, the Sakis against Radharani's group, that rivalry melted in the fire of separation from Krishna. So all their hearts melted into one collective pool of unified pool of desperation. So they're all desperately searching for Krishna. Then when they finally found Krishna again on the banks of the Yamuna Pulin, at Govindagat. Govindagat is nearby Shringarbhat, before Keshigat. They met him again, Govindagat. And then they took their, whatever they call it, Dopata, what's the other name? Langra? What?
Chunri.
Chunri? Chunri or whatever it's called. What do you call the other thing? Dopata? They took this veil off their head and they put it on the ground, on the sand, on the banks of Yamuna. They said, "Oh Govinda, oh Gopinath, please, you know, now, please sit here next to me. I want to decorate your face. While I was searching for you, I picked so many flowers and I made a beautiful garland in anticipating that I would offer it to you if I ever had a chance again to meet you, if I was to be so fortunate. So I've been carrying this garland around, waiting to meet you. So please, you sit down, because you're standing up. How can I offer this garland? So you please sit down so I can offer this garland to you. Please sit on my cloth." And so that cloth, because the gopis, they rub some kunkum powder on the top portion of their breast. Kunkum is like, comes from a tree. I saw in Orissa, here actually, I saw in Bhuvaneshwar. Somebody showed me a kunkum tree. Anyway, it's shaped like a star and has like hard seeds in it. So this kunkum tree has a kind of a seed like that, and in the middle of the seeds, there's this naturally red powder. Of course, all the kunkum people buy is all chemical stuff. It's like holy powder or something. But the original thing is this little powder that's in between, is like the cushioning or something between the seeds. Inside the seed pod, it's very, very fragrant. And it's like an aphrodisiac, actually. Means it stimulates erotic pleasure, let's say. Erotic sensations. So the gopis, and it looks very attractive, because their breasts are golden in color, their skin is golden color, and then this little red, so red and gold look nice together. So it catches Krishna's attention. So that, when that veil is lying over here, then some of that powder, kunkum powder, comes on their chuni? Comes on their chuni. So they set that on the ground, and they wanted Krishna to. And he saw that on there. He said, "Please, you sit down." So he was thinking, he understood that their desire was so pure to serve him that he submitted. Because if our desire is pure to serve Krishna, then he will submit to our heart. And he will sit on the lotus of our heart. He will sit on the chuni of our heart if we sprinkle it with kumkum. If we sprinkle our hearts with kumkum, kun-kum or kum-kum. Sometimes they say kun-kum or kum-kum. We sprinkle our hearts with kum-kum. What is that kum-kum? This is the question. What is that kum-kum? Sharanagati. Sharanagati means surrender. Atma-samarpan. Totally dedicated to Krishna's worship and totally surrendered. That will sprinkle our hearts with this kum-kum or chuni. So then, we can lay that before, we can bring our hearts before Krishna like a chuni, and we can put it on the, we can lay our hearts on the ground. We say, "Oh Gopinath, please, you sit on my chuni. You sit in my heart. Please, you sit in my heart. You sit in my heart. Let me decorate you. Let me decorate you with the garland of my words. Let me decorate you with the energy of my body. Let me decorate you with all the actions of my senses. Let me ornament you with my meditations. Let me," like this. So the gopis, they said, "Please, you sit down on our chuni so that we can decorate you and offer this beautiful mala, this Vaijayanti mala, this forest garland which we have picked for your pleasure." So then Gopinath, he was holding his flute, and he just looked at them and said, "All right." And they sat down. And so when he sat down, he sat in the lotus position next to the gopi. And he leaned like this and looked at her. And then she put the garland on him. And other activities and services they would exchange. So the deity to commemorate that lila of Krishna accepting the pure hearts of the gopis and sitting on their chuni to accept their loving service, their ahoitiki apratiyata seva, their pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, the deity that commemorates that is Gopinath. So that's why the pujari said, which you must recall, he said this area is called Gupta Vrindavan. You heard or you didn't hear?
Yes.
Did you hear that? It's your language and you can't remember. He said this area is called Gupta Vrindavan. So Bagicha, Tota means Bagicha. Bagicha means Kunj. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. This is only a Kunj. This is Lila Kunj. So Gopinath came here and it's a very nice place. And so this same Gopinath is the deity of this Ras Lila. This is the deity of Ras Lila. Because Ras Lila is Gopi, and Gopi is the Nath, the Lord of the Gopis. So the deity, and this is our Prayojan. Prayojan means the ultimate goal. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sambandha means foundation, beginning, start. Then Abhideya means the practice, the sadhan. It's called movement. You establish your direction, that's Sambandha. Then you move in the direction that you establish. First you establish a relationship, then you move in that relationship and you attain some perfection or goal. That's Prayojan. The goal is the loving service of Gopinath in the Rasa dance in Vrindavan. The dance with Krishna eternally in the dance of love. It's Prem Seva. So this Gopinath is the deity of the Rasa Lila. The Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. So this is a very, very special deity. You know, you come in front of the, okay, another deity. Next. What's the next temple? What's the next deity? That's why we were keen to live here, because I was wondering how far away it was, because I haven't been here in 5 years in Puri. What we found out today is 10 minutes away, 10 minute walk, 10 minutes from Gopinath. So this Gopinath is a Ras Lila Murti, the deity of the Ras Lila. So he's sitting down. So now, if someone's standing, then they can walk, and if they're walking, they can run. So every other deity is standing. So the problem is there, all these other deities of Krishna are running away from us. We can't catch them. Because our surrender is not sufficient. Our sincerity is not deep enough. So they keep running. But here, this deity is sitting down. So we should meditate. We want to have our mood of service and surrender so pure and so deep that Krishna will sit down beside us and accept our service. So this is the deity, this is Tota Gopinath. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if you remember the point, Gadadhar Pandit was absolutely and utterly attached to Lord Chaitanya. And once Lord Chaitanya, he left the Jagannath Puri and he went to Katak. Katak was the original capital of Utkal. Utkal is the old name of Orissa.
Orissa.
And he went there to Katak, and Gadadhar Pandit, when he heard, because he was only living, the only way that, although Gauranga Mahaprabhu was trying to placate and pacify Gadadhar's intense separation by giving him Gopinath, like your child sometimes cries, right, Bharati? Your child cries, and then you try to placate or pacify him, here, take this doll, no, and throws the doll out. Take this candy, no, throws the candy out. Take this biscuit, throws the biscuit out. Radha, what do you want?
mommy, man.
And I want to sleep. It's too early. What are we going up so early? It's our holiday. So then you can't figure out what will satisfy her. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave the Gopinath deity to Gadadhar. Gadadhar, you're Radharani, you're in Radha Bhav. Be satisfied. Here's your lover. Here's your Gopinath. No! I don't want. I want you. I want Mahaprabhu. I want you. No. Look, I'm a little busy right now. I'm absorbed in my Radha Bhav, in my own confidential ecstasies, my Antaranga Bhav, Antarchit or something, internal consciousness. So I can't really deal with you now. So when Mahaprabhu, so the only thing that was sustaining Gadadhar was the regular visits of Mahaprabhu, coming to the bagicha, the kunj, as he used to do in Krishna Leela, Vrindavan Leela. Radharani would wait in the kunj for Milan and for Abhisar, and Krishna would come on Abhisar, love journey, and come to Nidiban or Seva Kunj or so many kunjas, Giri Nikunj, and meet Radharani there. So Radharani would wait. So Gadadhar, in the mood of Radharani, would wait here in this kunj, in this bagicha, Tota Gopinath. And this bagicha, would wait for whom? Gopinath is right here. Gadadhar is doing puja. But he's not interested in that Gopinath. Although this was his seva, ordered by Mahaprabhu to serve this Gopinath. And not only that, stay here, bind you, tie you down, stay here, Kshetra Sannyas, don't go anywhere, don't leave this kunj. So, but Gadadhar Panda was thinking, I'm preparing this kunj only for Mahaprabhu to come every day. So then when Mahaprabhu came and met Gadadhar, then Gadadhar was feeling, oh, I'm relieved, I can tolerate another day. And then Mahaprabhu has asked me, yes, Gadadhar, I have come. You imagine you go to meet your lover and say, oh, Shyamala, it's very nice to see you. Now read the Bhagavatam. Because 24-hour separation from Mahaprabhu is like 10 years or 1,000 years. You got your time to make sure now. So imagine your husband Manish goes to London and Mukta is a new friend's colony. And he calls and says, look, I'm a little busy over here. I'll be back in 10 years. So then he comes back after 10 years. And then he says, oh, Mukta, it's so nice to see you. Please read, sit down in front of me and read me the Bhagavatam. what will you feel like? You say, yeah, yes, sir, okay. You have something else in mind, in heart. So Mahaprabhu came here and said, oh, Gadadhar, it's so nice to see you. And his heart is palpitating. Oh, my Lord has come. But I can't touch him. I can't reach him. I can't reach that bhav. Because he's absorbed in my own bhavs. He's absorbed in. He's disguising him. He's covering himself. That person whom I love, that person who I adore and cherish, is covered now with my kanti and my bhav, right? Gadadhar Panda is Radharani, and Lord Krishna, as Gauranga, has taken Radharani's kanti, her color, kanti, tapta kanchana, and her bhav, mahabhav, madanaki mahabhav. But he is my prananath, he is my lord, he is my swami, and he's saying, please Gadadhar, Bhagavat bolo. Bhagavatam bolo, speak the Bhagavatam. So every day he was speaking. What was he speaking? What was he reading? Was he reading Rasa-lila?
No.
Mahaprabhu was saying, please tell me the story of Dhruva, fourth canto. And Lord Chaitanya came to this bagicha over those 18 years he lived here after wandering 6 years. And he heard the story of Dhruva Maharaj 100 times. It's called Dhruva Charitra. Dhruva Charitra. Fourth canto of Bhagavatam, story of boy Dhruv, 5-year-old boy standing on one leg chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And finally he had Sakshat Darshan of Chaturbhuj Narayan, Paramatma, Antaryami. Antaryami came Bahirami. Bahiryami. Antaryami, the one who went inside, super soul, became Bahiryami. He became outside, Sakshat. He saw him for one moment, for a short time. He touched him with his conch shell. Dong. And Dhruva Maharaj spoke some nice shlokas, stutis, Dhruva Stuti. It's called Dhruva Stuti, Prayers of Dhruva in fourth canto. Very beautiful. Inspired by Lord himself. It says, Shank Sparsha Kapola. In the Bhagavatam it says, Shank Sparsha Kapola. Kapola means cheek. Sparsha means touch. He says that he touched his head, but actually touched his cheek. Because this, you speak from here, you don't speak from here. Do you speak from the top of your head? Some people do, they speculate. Speaking from the top of your head means speculating. But usually we speak from our mouth, mukvach. So he touched his cheek with the conch shell. Shankapola Sparsha. And Vishnu did that. So then he spoke so many stutis. So he heard, Mahaprabhu heard from Gadadhar's lotus mouth, Radharani's lotus mouth, this Dhruva Charitra 100 times. And what else did he hear? Did he hear Gita Govind? Did he hear Gopi Git, Veno Git, Viraha Git, Pranaya Git, Brahmar Git, Yugal Git, Viraha Git? There's six Gits in 10th canto. Did he hear any of these Gits? No. There's six Gits in 10th canto. He didn't hear any of them. What was the second thing he heard?
Prahlad.
The story, Prahlad Charitra. Prahlad Charitra, 7th canto, Bhakta Prahlad. 100 times in this place, in this kunj. Imagine the moon is rising over Vrindavan, Shard Purnima, Radharani's waiting in Nikunj for Krishna, and Krishna comes in Nikunj about 11:30 at night. Beautiful breeze is blowing from Yamuna. Oh, Radhika. Oh, Shyam. Oh, Radhika, please, will you tell me the story of Bhakta Prahlad? Will you tell me the story of Bhakta Prahlad in the Sringa avatar? So, you out of your mind? Are you crazy? You see what this moon and you, this is, you, you're in the, this is your mood? This is your mood? This is your, and all this beautiful night you want to sit down and hear Bhagavatam class? You want to go to sleep or something? Because when you read Bhagavatam, you fall asleep. You came here to sleep or you came here to dance and party? So this is what was going on. Mahaprabhu is relishing Bhakta Prahlad's story in Dhruva Maharaj, because there's a lot of Gopi Bhav there. And that's a whole other class. But then he would leave, and Gadadhar Pandit would cry and cry and cry. And then he would, what would he do with those tears? What would Gadadhar do with those tears? He would go in the temple, still crying, and he would do snan, Thakurji snan. Because every morning you have to bathe the Thakurji. So 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're having Bhagavat Pat. Bhagavat Pat here in the Bagicha. Gadadhar, Haridas, and Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And 12 hours later, at 4 a.m., Gadadhar is bathing Tota Gopinath. But he's been crying from 5 p.m. when Lord Chaitanya left until 5 a.m. next morning. 12 hours crying in Viraha. Viraha Bhav, Gadadhar is crying. Gaur, 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 Gaur. Where's my Gauranga? Where's my Lord? Where's my Krishna? Krishna Gaur, Krishna Gaur, Krishna Gaur. Krishna's Gaur, Gaur is Krishna. Gadadhar's Radha. Gadai Gauranga, Gadai Gauranga, Gadai Gauranga. So now it's time to bathe the deity, bathe the Thakurji. So he's still crying. So, oh, I don't need to bring any water. Because all this Prem Ashru is coming out. Viraha Prem, tears of separation. So that's how he's bathing Gopinath every day, Gadadhar. And then counting the seconds and minutes. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Oh, my offering. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, arti, ding, ding. Oh, boga, okay. All this puja is going on the Gopinath, and his mind is thinking, Gaur, Gaur, Gaur. Gaur Kahan, where's Gaur? Then Gaur would come 24 hours later, once a day he would come, bring some Jagannath Mahaprasad for Gadadhar. And he would stop here, and hear the, in the afternoon, and hear that, in the evening time. So, as I mentioned, one time, Mahaprabhu went to Katak. He left here to travel someplace. And Gadadhar was saying, my God, my Lord has left. And he told me I have to stay here. I can't bear it. Okay, Gopinath, he said, look, I'm giving you, Gadadhar, I'm giving you your Lord, your Gopinath. I'm giving you your Lord, this is your Prananath. Mat Prananathastu Sevanaparaha. I'm giving you your Lord. You stay here, be happy, don't go anywhere. Kshetra sannyas. No paribrajak sannyas. No eater, nowhere. You stay here with your Lord. Your wife doesn't leave the house. She stays with her in her house, old tradition time. Serves her Lord, her Swami, her husband. He goes here and there, he comes back, she's always there. If he comes back, she's not there. Hey, what happened? She went to her mother's, maybe. So he's thinking, oh, he went to Katak. How can I live? I don't care about speaking this Bhagavat path. I don't care about this puja to Gopinath. Without Gauranga, why I live? Why I breathe? Why I exist? I'm going to Katak. Oh, I can't go to Katak. That's 70 kilometers from here. And I took a vow of Kshetra Sannyas. I can't leave Jagannath Puri. I can't leave the precincts of Jagannath Puri. What a dilemma, because my Lord has told me to promise to stay here. But he's my life. I can't live without him. But if I go to meet him, then I break my promise. But if I stay here, I'll die. What to do? It's a dilemma. So then Gadadhar thought, to hell with my vow. To hell with my vow. And to hell with my seva, my deity seva, like pujaris and iskan say sometimes. They just bloop. They're pujaris one day, then they bloop. They don't care about the seva or anything. The heck with my seva, to hell with my seva. My Gopinath can go wherever he wants. My Lord, my Gopinath, my Gopinath, Amar Gopinath Katak Jayaga. My Gopinath is gone. My Gopinath is gone. To Katak. I'm going there. Where's that green bag? In the book there. So this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I only gave the preamble just now. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jaya. So he describes his pastime. It's a very touching description. So now we're in Katak. Gadadhar has left Gopinath. Now this is a serious thing. Very, very serious thing. Or let's say, action. Say a wife is dutifully serving her husband. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, clothes, cleaning, everything. Day by day by day by day. Then one day she runs away. That's a serious thing. Who will cook for the husband and the children? Who will clean? Who will maintain the house? That's her. She's the queen of the house. She's the center of the family. The heart of the family is the mother. She's the coal car and the husband's the engine. Right, the coal car in the old days, steam engine. They have coal car and engine, steam engine. Throw the coal inside. Now they use electricity or petrol. So now the Gopinath are just standing here in the temple. No pujari. There's only one pujari. There's only one wife, one husband, ekpatni, ekpati. And now what does Gopinath do? Who's going to cook for him? Who's going to clean, dress, bathe, arti, worship, sing for him? Gadadhar doesn't care. Chalega, Baba. Chalega, goodbye. So now he goes there. So Gadadhar goes to Katak and he meets Mahaprabhu. So now, obviously, what's Mahaprabhu going to say? Because there's two things going on. One thing is he has his duty. At the same time, Mahaprabhu is in love with Gadadhar. So the obvious thing, if the love wasn't there, he would say, "What are you doing here? You know you're not supposed to leave Puri. You're a Kshetra Sannyas. What are you doing here in Katak?" That's the external. But then internally, it's like, "Oh, your love is so great. You can't live without me. I can't live without you. I'm always thinking of you. Now you're thinking of me. Now our love has brought us together in this faraway place." So. Now the Lord started to travel. He started to leave Katak. And Gadadhar says, "I'm going with you." So this is where we pick up here. Madhya Lila, chapter 16, verse 130. Gadadhar pandit jabe sangete chalila. Kshetra sannyasa na charira. Prabhu nishedila. Gadadhar pandit started to go with Mahaprabhu. But he was forbidden. And he was asked, "Don't give up your vow of Kshetra sannyas." Pandit kahe. Jahantumi se nilachal. Kshetra sannyasa mora yoka rasatala. Rasatala, right? Rasatala. Tala tala patala. You heard of patala? Patala loka? Hellish planet? Patala atala. And then there's rasatala. There's seven different ones. So now here's what he says. When Gadadhar was asked to return to Jagannath Puri and take up his service to Tota Gopinath, what did he say to Lord Chaitanya? My Lord, wherever you are staying, that is Jagannath Puri. Let my so-called Kshetra Sannyas go to... What? Hell! H-E-L-L. Spells hell. Rasatala. Yoka Satala. Let Jauka Rasatala. Let it go to hell. He's a fiery lover. Prabhu kahe. There's the pundit and the Prabhu. Who's the Prabhu? Mahaprabhu. Who's the pundit? Gadadhar. Prabhu kahe. Inha kara gopinatha seva. Sevan. Pandit kahe. Koti seva twat paradharshan. Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar to remain in Puri and serve Gopinath. Panaji replied, one renders service to Gopinath a million times simply by seeing your lotus feet. In other words, you are my Gopinath. As I told, I said my Kshetra Sannyas can go to hell, my Gopinath can go to hell also. Basically saying that. Koti seva twatpad. Twatpad means tumpad or tum. What did he say? Charan or whatever. Your darshan of your feet, koti, koti, millions and millions of sevas. Prabhu kahe, seva charire, charibe, amai lage dosh, inha rahi sevakare amara santosh. If you abandon Gopinath's service, seva charibe, charibe means charya, chordenge. If you give up a seva, that will be dosh. You know dosh? Fault. It would be fault. Offense. If you abandon the deity service, that will be my dosh. Because I have appointed you as the servant. I installed the deity. I took out the deity from the ground. I gave it to you. I appointed you as a pujari. I did the pran pratishtha. There's no pran pratishtha. Gopinath is already there. Gopinath is bringing out Gopinath. Chaitanya is bringing out Toto Gopinath. And say now, here, you worship this deity. This bagicha is the temple. This is the mandir, this bagicha. And you're the head pujari, the tail pujari, the middle, you're everything, the head and tail. You're the pujari. Now you do the puja, you take sannyas, you stay here for the rest of your life, you die in the service of the deity. That's it, Basoja. So now, but I'm responsible, because I installed the deity. So I'm responsible. You're doing the seva, I'm doing the seva through your hands. So if I'm going to install a deity, I have to be really careful that the people that are doing the seva have some bhakti. And have some knowledge. Not to just, oh, I want a deity. Some kind of sentimental thing and keep up with the Joneses or, you know, you have one, well, I want. You have a teddy bear? You have a teddy bear? I want a teddy bear. No, it's not like that. It's not such a, this is not the way it works. So here is also, this is telling here, Mahaprabhu is concerned, he's worried. If you ran away from your deity puja, Gopinath's left hanging, Gopinath's left hanging, no bhog, no bath, right? B&B, bath and bhog. First you bathe and then you eat. It's good for appetite. So no bhog, no bath, no puja, no clothes. How would you like to stand for 3 years in the same outfit? Would you like it? With no bath? Inconceivable. You ran away, you don't care. You go with me, I'll go all over the place, South India, for 6 years, you don't care. He said, this will be my fault because I installed the deity, and I will get, so I'm responsible because all the puja goes through the hand of the guru. Without guru, you can't do puja. Who are you? Who are we? That's why when you do puja, the first one you worship is guru. Before you do any puja, first you worship the guru. Then you do puja. But if you're not initiated, you don't have a guru. So how you do puja? It's really wild, you know. People buy deities, Radha Krishna deities, big temple. Oh, I'm doing puja. Well, who's your guru? Oh, I'm not initiated. Not sure. Very interesting. How do you do puja? Is all the scriptures say? First you have to do worship the guru. You have to do manasi puja, sodashachara, 16 articles, or at least panchupachara, 5 articles to the guru. And then by his, you take his grace and prayer, mercy and offer so many prayers, Then you do Manasi Puja of everything you're going to do in the mind. And then, you know, this is a puja. Then the Bahir Puja. But there's so many people in Delhi and Bombay, they go out and buy Radha Krishna deities. Full puja. Oh, we're doing puja. We got our artik tray. And, you know, the devotee of ISKCON, he showed us, you know, he told us to do 3 times to the feet the incense and then 2 times to the waist. And now we learned all the things. Now we're pujaris. Hey, that's really good. You're a pujari. How about Harinam initiation? Oh, yeah, we're working on it. But, you know, we only follow one principle. We follow one regular principle. And it's like a farce. But I don't want to get too much into that because I can go for days on that one. So now he's saying, this will be, he says, Amai lage dosh. Amar lelo. You know, I will take a fault. It will be my fault. It will be my blame, my responsibility. I'll get the reaction. Krishna will punish me because you're under my charge. If I'm the police chief and you're a policeman and you go do something stupid, I'm the one that gets called on the carpet. The home minister calls me, I'm the chief of police. Hey, why is your policeman fooling around with these teenagers? Oh, gee, I'm sorry about that. You know, somebody's under your charge, you're responsible. He may do the fault, but you also get, it's like getting incriminated by connection. It is better that you remain here and render service. That will be my satisfaction. In other words, you're doing what you want to be with me. But if you really love me, if you want to satisfy me, then do what I want. I want you to go back to Puri, take up your Didi Puja, and be a good boy. Or a good girl. As the case may be. A good boy, and boy's body with girl's body. Now, is this the end of the conversation? No. Pandit Kahed, Kadahara Pandit replied, Prabhu, Sabadosha Amara Upar, let's see, Pandit Kai Sabadosha Amara Upar, Toma Sange Na Jaiba, Yaibe Ekeshwar. Do not worry, Prabhu. All the faults will be on my account, on my head. I shall not accompany you, but shall go alone. Aike dekite yabe na jabe toma lagi, pratigya seva tyaga dosh tara ami bhagi. I shall go see your mother, Shachimata, but I shall not go for your sake. I shall be responsible for abandoning my vow and service to Gopinath. So what he's saying is, okay, you don't want me to go with you? Well, damn it, I'm not going back to Jagannath Puri. Forget it. The hell with this Kshetra Sannyas crap. And I'm not going to take up the service of Gopinath. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go see your mother. I'm going to tell your mother on you. I'm going from here, Katak, I'm going right to Mayapur. Just watch me. So this is, she's really in Man. Kadadhar is really in Man. Really sulking, love sulk, pouting, angry, woo, steam coming out of her ears. Or his ears. Hey, don't worry. There's not going to be any falling. I'll take full responsibility. Right now, I take a sankalp. Oh, Bhagavan, oh, Gopinath, if there's any dosh, don't give it to my beloved. Don't give it to my Prabhu, my Mahaprabhu. You give it all to me. Send me to hell. Crush me under a steamroller. I don't care what you do. I'm ready. Put it on my head. I'm ready. But as far as I'm concerned, bye-bye. I'm going to Mayapur. I'm going to meet with another Shachi. Itabali Pandit Gosai Pritak Chalila Katak Asi Prabhu Tanre Sange Anaila. Gadadhara Pandit traveled alone. But when he arrived at Katak, let's say we're meeting somewhere else down the river, Mahaprabhu called him and he went into the Lord's company. Pandit Tera Gauranga Prem. It's Gauranga Prem, right? Because I mentioned that externally he's acting like go do your seva, but actually internally he's in love. It's Radha and Krishna. This is all Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna having Leela, this is Radha and Krishna Gaur Leela, and Radha Krishna Leela. Gaur Krishna. So this Gaur, this Prabhu is Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and this Pandit, the other Pandit is Radharani. So this is all, it's called Prem Kalaha. Kalaha. Prem Kalaha means lover's quarrel. They're having a lover's quarrel. That's all it is. Gopinath, Kshetra Sannyas, that's all extraneous and external. It's all about love. That's why this term comes up here. Gauranga Prem. Very Gupta. Very, very secret, deep thing. Confidential. Panditera Gauranga Prem. Bhujana Najai. Pratigya Sri Krishna Seva Charik. Trina Pry. Trina, Trinarapi. Vaishnava Pry. Almost like, similar to a blade of grass. No one can understand the loving intimacy between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit gave up his vow and service to Gopinath just as one gives up a piece of straw, grass, trina, trina praya, charya. Ah, Sri Krishna seva, to hell with it. The Sri Krishna, you know what I think of the Sri Krishna Seva? I think it's like a blade of grass. I don't care a fig for it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just to get Mahaprabhu's association, Gadadhar Pandit gave up his life's vow to engage in Gopinath's service. This kind of loving affection can only be understood by very confidential devotees. Ordinarily, no one can understand its purport. It's to give up the deity seva, to leave your deity hanging, empty, nothing, it's a huge offense. You can read in the Puranas, you go to hell for so many millions of lifetimes and you come down. It's not like, it's heavy, heavy reaction. Now let's see how it progresses. Tanhara charitre prabhu antare, antare santosh. Tanhara hatte dare kahe kari pranaya rosh. Gadadhar Pandit's behavior was very pleasing, Amar Santosh, to Mahaprabhu's heart. Nevertheless, Mahaprabhu took Gadadhar's hand and spoke to him, displaying the anger of love. Pranaya Rosh. Rosh means anger. Pranaya is love. Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. Pranaya Rosh. It's one of the levels of love. Pranaya Rosh, very intense. Sneha Man Pranaya. It's like Man, but very intense Man, and it becomes Pranaya, like it's Prananath. So, he takes him by the hand. Krishna's taking Radha by the hand. Come, come. Amara Sangi Rahiti Chaha, Vancha Nicha Sukha, Tomara Dui Dharma Jai, Amara Haya Dukha. Your wanting to go with me is simply a desire for sense gratification. In this way, you're breaking two religious principles. And because of this, I am very unhappy. One religious principle, you gave up your Kshetra Sannyas. The second religious principle, you gave up your deity seva, Sri Krishna seva. Kshetra Sannyas Chordye, Sri Krishna seva Chordye. And because of this, I am very dukkha. Dukkha, unhappy. Mora sukha chahi jari, nila chali chala, amara Shapata Jari Ara Kichu Bala. If you want my happiness, go back to Nilachal. You will simply condemn me if you say any more about this matter. Saying this, Mahaprabhu got into a boat and Gadadhar Pandit immediately fell down unconscious. Mahaprabhu ordered Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, take Gadadhar Pandit with you. Bhattacharya told Gadadhar, get up. Such are the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. The lover's leaving the lover and says, oh, goodbye, I'm getting on this boat. See you around, bye. Huh? Gadadhar just crashes dead on the bank of the river. Mahanadi. I think it's Mahanadi River flowing through Cuttack. Mahanadi. Great means great river. It's very wide, I've seen it. I mean, it's when you stand there, it's like an ocean, it's a river in Orissa, so much water in Orissa. I think Ariya means water. Does Ariya mean water? I think the word Ariya means water.
And there are like worst floods in the world, Maharaj.
Land of lakes. I think Ariya means water, actually. So now, and then Lord Chaitanya said, Sarvabhauma, you better pick him up and put the pieces back together. And Sarvabhauma is a great logician and he's kind of cool headed. And then he said, get up! Hey, Radharani. Hey, Gadadhar, get up. Such are the pastimes of your lover. This is the kind of lover you have. So this is. So then there's a bunch. Sarva Obama starts preaching a bunch of philosophy. Don't you know, Gadadhar, that Krishna himself violated his own promise to keep the promise of grandfather Bhishma? And then he quotes a verse from Bhagavatam about Bhishma saying, intending to make my promise true, Krishna broke his own promise not to take up a weapon and came running at me to kill me like a lion going to kill an elephant. And the whole earth was trembling. So then, continuing to speak to Gadadhar Pandit, Sarvabhauma says, similarly, tolerating separation from you, Mahaprabhu has protected your vow with great endeavor. In this way, Bhattacharya revived Gadadhara. Together, both of them, very much grief-stricken. Shok Akul, overwhelmed with grief, they went back to Jagannath Puri, to Tota Gopinath Mandir. Tota Gopinath ki
jai.
So this is Tota Gopinath. Some of the pastimes about this place. It's a very, very deep and profound place for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When we come, like someone, for example, if you go to some place, someone might say, look, I'm going to New York City, I don't have much time. What's the most important thing that I must see in New York City to make my trip worthwhile? I'm going to London. Sometimes people say, well, don't, absolutely make sure you don't miss this. You can miss anything and everything, but don't miss this. Don't miss the evening aarti at Angre's Mandir at 7 o'clock in the evening. Or don't miss Aindra's Kirtan at Krishna Balaram Temple. It's unforgettable. You must see it. You can't forget that. So in the same way, if a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a worshipper of Lord Gauranga, if he comes to Puri, then he's thinking, I don't have much time. What is the most important places I must see here? What are the most important? There's many places in Puri, 16 or 18, related to our Sampradaya and our Chaitanya Leela. But if I only have one place to see, or two, what should I see? Whom should I see? We should see Jagannath, Mandir, and Tota Gopinath. These are absolutely essential. Tota Gopinath. Because this deity, our Lord is Lord Chaitanya, and He revealed this deity Himself, and it's the only, and the deity's Ras Lila Murti, and our goal is to serve Radha Krishna Yugal in the Ras Lila. That's the epitome, perfection, Madhurya Bhav, Madhurya Ras. So everything is here. Chaitanya is here, Ras Lila is here, Gopinath is here. This is our prayojan. Our sambandha is Madan Mohan, our practice is Govindaji, and our goal is the service of Gopinath. It's all aspects of Krishna, it's one Krishna, different aspects. Not different Krishnas. So the third place that we, what is, where is the third essential absolute place that we must see? Think about it, especially initiated ones. That's fourth.
Narsingh Temple that you're speaking
about. Yeah, there's somebody. Gambhir. Deep, dark, confidential, secret place. What is Gambhir?
Last few days in Mahaprabhu.
He lived there for 18 years. Lord Chaitanya lived in Gambhir for 18 years. Gambhir is a small closet in the house of Kashi Mishra, who was the superintendent of the temple. He was the overseer. He was not a pujari. He's a Brahmin, Mishra. But he was the overseer of the... He was Brahmin, but he's also like a politician working on behalf of the king, Prataprudra, Kashi Mishra. He was supervising because he was quite good in accounting and everything. So he had a house near the temple and he appropriated a room there for Lord Chaitanya's use. So these are the three most important places: Jagannath Mandir, Jagannath Darshan, Gopinath, and Gambhir. And fourth is Haridas Thakur Samadhi, because he's Namacharya, the holy name. So here we hear about Krishna, Vrindavan, and hanker, develop our mood of separation. It's called Purva Rag. Prior love, beginning love, puppy love. awakening love, the beginnings of love, before meeting, before associating, simply hearing about, seeing in school, seeing on the football field, seeing on the bus stop, hearing from his brother, this, that, other things. So this is how the gopis develop their purva rag for Krishna. So that's separation. It's one of the first type of viraha, separation. When separation becomes very intense, then one meets a beloved, either internally or externally. So, well, that's it for now. Any questions?
Yeah. We heard that Gopinath was first standing and he sat down because Adgatada Pandit became old.
There's a popular story that I also put into my book. We heard. That was a very respectful way. Because she's a family member, she's guarding the family heritage. But there's one book called Gaudiya Vaishnav Samadhis of Vrindavan, written by a very spurious author. If you know English, you can follow my line of thought. A rather spurious author who's somewhat irreputable. But in that book, it's full of various hearsay and other so-called, it's called Stan Purana. It's actually a bona fide type of story. It's called The History of a Place. Or in English we say folk lore. The lore of the folk. It's in Sanskrit it's called Stan Puran. Stan means place and Puran means history. So you go to Braj, you go to some village, you say, oh, what is the name of this village? This village is called Gantoli Gram. Acha. What happened here? Oh, Radhika and Krishnaji, they were here and they were, see this tree, this banyan tree, there was a julan here and they were swinging on this tree and Lita Sakhi went up behind them and tied their sari and dhoti together because Gantoli means knot. Gantoli means knot in Brajavas or whatever. Tied a knot there and then Vishakha Sakhi and some mandris, they started chanting prayers for Vivaha Yajna, marriage ceremony. As soon as Radharani said, what are you doing? Om Ganeshaya, da da da, you know, and all these mangala consideration and started chanting. You're chanting marriage mantra? What are you talking about? And Radharani jumps off the swing. When she jumps off the swing, her sari is, you know, caught on the dhoti of Shyamasundara. And she, hey, what's going on? And then she starts, you know, untying it. So they'll tell you this story when you go to Gantoli Gram. So then you look here and there in any kind of Puran or any kind of book, you can't find the story anywhere. But this is a bona fide story, and it's a real story. And it really happened. That Leela really happened there in Braj, in Gantoli Gram. So this is called Stan Puran. Stan Puran means history of the place. So this, when we're doing research for this book on biographies of different acharyas and associates, parishas of Lord Chaitanya, we were interviewing and hearing different stories. And one story we heard about this place, why the deity is sitting down. Because at that time I hadn't heard the explanation that I'd given just now about this rasa leela and all these things, which is quite rasic. It's quite, of course it's not original, nothing's original. Everything comes from Krishna. Purusham Rishu Rasoham Apsakontaya Pravasmi Shashi Suriyo Panavasa Vedeshu Shabdake Purusham Rishu. Krishna says, I am the ability in man. Purusham Rishu. So if we have any ability or any knowledge or any realization or anything, it's Krishna, God given. Nothing is original. All rights reserved. Copyright, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Everything is copyrighted in the name of Bhagavan. You didn't do anything. You can't do anything, and you never will do anything. And if you think you're doing something, then it's called kartaham iti manyate, and then that's you think, I'm the kartaham iti manyate, I am the doer, karta, karta, ta-ta. And what does Krishna say? Vimudatma, prakriti kriyamanani, guna karma sarvasha, ahankara, vimudatma, kartaham iti manyate. He says, if you think you're the doer, you're a big A ASS, which doesn't mean RSS. I'm not saying RSS, I'm saying ASS, which means arse. You know arse? It means Vimudha, Vishesh Mudha, a very special donkey, a very special gada. So in this questionable book by a spurious author, it says that the deity of Tota Gopinath is sitting down because in Gadadhar Pandit's old age, as you heard, 1 year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world at the age of 48, in the year 1536. Is that right? Thank you. She knows. 1536. He left this world at the age of 48. Then, as we heard, Gadadhar fell on the banks and fainted in Katak when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the boat. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Gopinath's knee, not a boat, he didn't enter a boat and cross the river, but he entered the knee, the right knee of Gopinath. Radharani merged in Prema Lingita, and the two become one. So the two became one, Mahaprabhu, then the one became two. So Mahaprabhu is Radharani, entered into Gopinath, because Radharani is always in the heart of Gopinath, and Gopinath is always in the heart of Radharani. So there's nowhere else that Mahaprabhu could go, although different authors and acharyas say that he left the world by entering Gundicha Mandir, didn't come out, left the world by entering Janma's Mandir, didn't come out, left the world by going in the sea one time, and this time he didn't get caught by a fisherman's netty. So there's four different stories about the disappearance. And as the pujari said, what did he say? They're all true. As the Lord has unlimited, every kalpa, he may do it, the leela, in a different way. So it was told to me by authorized sources. It's been like newscasting, right? Authorized sources have informed us that terrorist action is happening in New Friends Colony. So authorized sources informed us that when Gadadhar, as he fainted on the ground when Mahaprabhu entered the boat at Katak, when Mahaprabhu, right in front of his eyes, Gadadhar standing there, and Mahaprabhu came in the temple one day and then entered the deity's knee. And when they show you the knee of the deity in the summer season, because they said it's too cold to show his knees, which is really beautiful, really personal, because I guess I haven't been here in the cold season, which I never have. But in the summertime, when I usually come, I've seen innumerable times that there's a golden, they say golden, looks more like silver, but there's a golden line, a reka, you know, Mahaprabhu reka, you know, Gauranga reka. It's a black Shyam Sundar Anandam Sarupam. The knee of Gauranga is there and there's a gold line there. I mean, the knee of Gopinath is there and there's a gold line, like a lightning streak in a rain cloud. Right? When Radharani embraces Krishna, it's like a lightning streak. Vidyut meg alingita. Meg means cloud. Vidyut means lightning. So it looks like a lightning. So right in front of Gadadhar's eyes, imagine your beloved just disappears. Boom. Now you see it?
No, you don't.
Now you don't. So Mahaprabhu came in the temple. Gopinath! Gopi! 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 Krishna! 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 And Gadadhar is there trying to do something, running right with his hands around Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu comes, goes into Gopinath. Then Gadadhar crashes on the ground crying. Separation. So then the story was told that he became so much, although he was only 46 years old. I mean, 47. He was 47, he's 1 year younger. Mahaprabhu left when he was 48. So when he left, he thought, if someone becomes very dejected and very unhappy, they become sallow. Their face becomes sallow. Sallow means pale, is it right? Pale. They become drawn. Gory, white, not gory, but not gory, white. Very, very sad. And then you look and say, hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you so sad? When you're sad, you go like this, right? You hang your head. Yeah. When you're happy, like your head's spinning off your shoulders. When you're happy, and your eyes are sparkling and you're looking around. Oh, the world's full of joy. But if your lover disappears or breaks your heart, then it's like, woe is me. I can't do anything. I don't. Oh, here, take some food. I don't want to eat. And if you don't eat, then obviously you get weak. So he was like this. And day after day after day, he was just like this mood of separation. So that's why the story is told, that because he was becoming so bent over that, although this is the story, and as I said, Stan Puran, but with this rustic story, which I already told, is much more appealing to the heart of the Vaishnava. So this story was told that because he was becoming so bent over that he aged ahead of time. He's 47, but he's 87. So when you're 87, you're like, oh, like this. So then Gopinath, he was trying to reach up to offer the garlands. So then Gopinath, out of compassion, Gopinath sat down and said, here, you can't do puja because you're so old. So let me. So it's a reciprocation. It's a prem, reciprocation of love. It's also a very sweet story, a very sweet pastime, if you deeply reflect on the short story that's there. How the Lord, Bhakta Bhagavan Prem Sambandha, loving relationship between the devotee and the Lord, that the Lord will do anything for his devotee, even sit down. And the devotee will do anything for his Lord. Sadhanam Ridyam Mayam, Sadhanam Ridyatvam. The devotee is always in the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is always in the heart of the devotee. This is told by Krishna. Lord Vishnu told this to Durvasa Muni in the story of Ambarish Maharaj. He said, listen, forget it, Durvasa. My chakra is going to chase you all over the universe until you go back to my devotee. You have to return to my pure devotee, my Shud Bhakt, Ambarish, and beg forgiveness from him. Because you offended him. So my chakra will just chase you all over around the universe. You'll never get any peace. So this is the thing. Because you have to understand, I live in the heart of my devotees. Offending him is offending me. So you're coming to me and asking me to call back my chakra. But I am living in the heart of Ambarish. So if you want to get forgiven, you have to go to Ambarish and beg forgiveness. So this is a story like that. So in future editions, we may edit that story. But it's widely told. So, Tota Gopinath Ki
Jai.
Anything else? No, there's some confusion. There's an asana in yoga called Padma Asana. Padma Asana, you must be knowing, you sit like this and like that. And so that's called lotus seat, lotus asana. But it's just the murti is, that when we say the murti is like legs like this, and there's maybe some square block under his back. But I've never seen it. It just looks like he's just sitting. The murti is just. That's what they say. They say it's self-manifest murti. It's installed by Mahaprabhu, revealed by Mahaprabhu, just like Rupa Goswami dug in Gomatila in the Yogapit, Yogapita Vrindavan, where the Govinda temple is, the old Govinda temple. That there was a cow pouring milk there, and then Rupa Goswami dug that hole and he found the Govindaji who was in Jayapur. So he manifests. But the history is that Didi was originally carved 5,000 years ago by Vajrana. So there's no history, any description who carved this Didi. Actually, excuse me, there was some description that there's something about when they talk about the antiquity of this Didi, Mahaprabhu revealed it just as Rupa Goswami revealed Govindaji, but it was carved previously. Mahaprabhu revealed Tota Gopinath in the sand here in this garden. But this deity was actually made by Lord Brahma. It's told, I've read and heard in places, that this deity of Tota Gopinath was carved by Lord Brahma because when he was receiving instruction from Krishna, the Chatu Shloki, Lord Krishna spoke four verses from Bhagavatam in the second canto to Lord Brahma. When he was receiving that instruction is usually given sitting down. We're sitting and giving instruction. So Brahma sat in front of Krishna, and Krishna sat like this. His flute is always there, and he spoke these shlokas. So Brahma, after the Lord left, then he had that deity carved, and he was worshipping that deity, because this deity is my guru. First guru is? Krishna. Second guru is? Wow. First guru is Krishna. Second guru is? Brahma. I just told you. Is anybody awake? Krishna sat in front of Brahma and taught him that. So that's his disciple. You never looked in Bhagavad Gita? It was called Parampara, Krishna the Brahma. First guru is Krishna. Second guru is Brahma. Who's third guru?
Narad.
Who's fourth guru? Vyasadeva. So, this is the thing. So he wanted to worship his guru. You have some photo of your guru, do puja. or some murti of Prabhupada in the puja. So he made a murti of his guru. His guru happened to be God. And the guru is God. Sakshat Hari, he represents God, representative of God. So this is also told that the deity of Tota Gopinath was carved by Vishwakarma, or under Brahma's instruction, or Brahma himself. And somehow, the deity ended up here. So that's one story. It's kind of an Aishwarya story. The deity represents this Bhagavatam, pastime with Brahma. But then the rustic internal story from Madhurya viewpoint is this, which I already told you. So depending on whether you're in Vaidhi sadhana or Raganuga sadhana. If you're in Rag sadhana, then you accept everything which is favorable to develop your Madhura Bhav or your Rag. If you're in Vaidhi, then the more formal type of stories you prefer.